RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
You know there's a chance you can get the flu any time of the year, but the peak season is generally October through February. And if you've ever gotten the flu, you know what a nasty business it is. And if you're over 65, it can be even more deadly and dangerous. My guest today, and we're so happy to have her with us, two-time Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress Judith Light. Welcome to the show, Judith. Tell us about the campaign for the flu.
I'm very happy to be here, yes. The campaign is called Flu Plus You. And I joined up with them and with Sanofi Pasteur and the National Council on Aging. And I wanted to talk to people who are 65 and up like myself to tell them that there is a vaccine that they can get that is made specifically for that age range. Because as you know, our immune system weakens with age. And for people who have any chronic condition like heart disease or diabetes, it can be exacerbated if you get the flu.
Well, it certainly can. So what do you want the listeners to know about this and this campaign from the National Council on Aging, because it is so dangerous for people?
Right. Well, one of the things you can do that really makes a difference is you can go to the website, which is ncoa.org/flu. And if you go to that website, you'll be able to see all the details about this particular it's not a new vaccine. We were talking about it last year. This particular vaccine that is more powerful for people who are 65 and up. It's very important that people know about this so that they can get something that can be stronger for the weakened immune system.
Judith, people always ask, they ask me and on our shows, well, is the strain going to be covered by this year's flu vaccine? And what about when they're combining different strains? And for people over 65, is this going to be the case? And is it a little bit more dangerous to get a vaccine with combination strains?
You know what? I really don't know how to answer that question because I'm not a doctor. But I can tell you that if you go to ncoa.org/flu, it'll be able to answer that particular question. But this particular strain is four times more powerful. One of the things that we're finding in these studies that have been done is that 50% of the hospitalizations with people who get the flu are in people who are 65 and up. And if you're a caregiver to somebody who is 65 and older, then you want to know about this. You want to get your own flu shot, but you also want to get the one that is more potent for people who are 65 and up.
Who can get the flu vaccine? Is there anybody who shouldn't get it that they've told you?
The CDC recommends that anybody over 6 months old should be getting the flu shot. And as you said before, anybody who has ever gotten the flu, has been down with it, knows how incredibly horrible it can be. You're out of work, you can't do anything, and I don't know if you've ever had it, but I've had it, feel like you want to die.
Oh, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. Now, who pays for the vaccines, Judith? Is this something Medicare is going to pay for?
Yes, Medicare will pay, so there's no copay. And, you know, you'll see a lot of pharmacies all over towns, all across the country, and flu clinics where people can go in and get a flu shot, and you just have to ask people if there's any cost to it. But for people who are 65 and up, that's taken care of by Medicare.
And when should they be getting the vaccine? If we know that the months are October to February, if they get it now, does it stay good all season?
Yes, but it takes about 2 weeks to kick in. So I would suggest that people really start getting their shots right now. I mean, I had mine over a month ago because I really wanted to get a jump on it. But I would really suggest that people do it as soon as possible. What's happening is that people get busy. As you know, we all have really busy lives. Some people have a couple of different jobs, and we have kids, and we have families, and we have other things that we do that put other things on the back burner. And oftentimes, the flu vaccine is one of the things that people procrastinate about doing. But if you're going to the drugstore to pick something up, go in there, ask your pharmacist, and get your flu shot and get it done and over with, so you don't have to think about it.
When you got your flu shot, it is so easy, and people don't realize it. Like a colonoscopy or anything else, people think worse things about it than it is. You had no trouble, did you? Any side effects, anything?
No, I had no side effects whatsoever. Look, of course, everybody's body is different and everybody has to pay attention to their own body. But the truth is that if you get the flu shot, the chances of you getting the flu are minimized tremendously.
Well, sure. I mean, and if you can still get the flu, even if you get the flu shot. That's true, right? But it's probably not going to be nearly as severe, not nearly as serious. Now, when you've gotten the flu, Judith,
as I have,
tell us what it was like. Is it different than a cold? So people know what to expect if this happens.
No, people misdiagnose themselves. When you have the flu, you know, and it is really serious, and you are down and out. There's a lot of muscle and joint pain, and you ache all over. People say, oh, I must have had the flu. If they've had some sort of stomach stuff or a cold combined with that, or a cough, that's not the flu. And that's one of the other things that you can find on the website on ncoa.org/flu will tell you all the different things that the different symptoms and the dynamics of what the flu actually is.
Oh, it's great. And I applaud you certainly for getting out and speaking about it. And on ncoa.org, you can get flu facts and find out about the flu events going around the country. Are you attending some of these events, Judith?
I'm not going to be able to. I'm actually in the middle of rehearsing a Broadway show, and we start previews this week, so I won't get to go to those flu events. But
oh, tell us about the Broadway show.
Yes, I'm doing a play called Thérèse Raquin, excuse me, which is starring Keira Knightley. We have our first preview at the Roundabout Theater at Studio 54 in New York City on October the 1st, and we open on October the 29th, and we run through the beginning of January.
That's cool. That's so cool. Tell us about it.
Well, it's taken from an Émile Zola novel, which is called Thérèse Raquin, and this British playwright, Helen Edmondson, has really found a way to tell the story. And it's a very powerful story about a family and subsequently two people who have a great deal of what they think is love for each other, but they have a great deal of lust for each other. And there are some very dire circumstances that happen out of that relationship that
Ooh.
Affect everybody in the play. And the production is quite extraordinary. The set has been designed within an inch of its life. I mean, there is a whole river that's on the stage. It's
wow.
pretty extraordinary. Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. So I hope people, if they're in town, will come to see it. And if people are coming to town, I hope they'll come. Keira
and Judith,
really
we only
wonderful.
Have just a minute left, and you were recently named National Ambassador for the 19th Kids Night Out on Broadway, and just tell us about that.
I was. Well, that was last year, and it was terrific. And the proceeds of that particular event went to an organization that I'm very proud to be a part of, that I've been on almost since the beginning of its inception, is the Point Foundation. And we give scholarships to LGBT youth who are marginalized because of their sexuality or their gender presentation. And so the Kids Night Out on Broadway last year was the Point Foundation was the recipient.
Oh, that's so great. What an amazing person. Thank you for all you do. In the last 30 seconds here, best advice on flu and flu vaccine and getting it for people over 65 and really anybody.
Really, everybody should get their flu shot, definitely. And you'll find out all the other information that you need about anybody about flu on the ncoa.org/flu. And just make sure that you go and get your shot. It's easy enough to do, and it'll be off your mind, and I can't tell you what peace of mind it can give you.
Absolutely great information, and Medicare will pay for it. The website is ncoa.org/flu. Get your flu shot, and if you're working with people over 65, as I do, make sure you get your flu shot and that they do too. It's easy, it's safe, it doesn't cost anything, and there's flu events all over. You can go to ncoa.org and check it out and find those. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. And stay well.